This is VOA News via remote. I'm Gene Randall. The U.S. government has unveiled the worst job numbers since the Great Depression of the 1930s. It is a picture of how the coronavirus has toppled the American economy. With a loss of 20.5 million jobs in April, the worst on record, the U.S. unemployment rate has risen to 14.7%, lower than predicted, but stunning nonetheless. Nearly all the job growth since the end of the Great Recession 11 years ago has disappeared. Adding to the grim picture, those who lost work in April and didn't look for new jobs because of negative prospects are not counted as unemployed. President Donald Trump says he built the world's strongest economy and that he can do it again. His chances of a re-election may depend on whether enough voters believe that. Despite the job figures, U.S. stock exchanges opened higher today, with the S&P 500 up around 1%. Asian markets closed with strong gains. Japan's Nikkei gained about 2.5 points. This is the 75th anniversary of the end of World War II in Europe, VE Day. But celebrations are being held in check by a new kind of war against the coronavirus pandemic. The numbers are truly awful. Nearly 3.9 million cases worldwide and 270,000 deaths. The count is being kept by Johns Hopkins University. The largest COVID-19 effect is here in the United States, with more than 1.25 million cases and the number of lives lost approaching 76,000. Still, dozens of American states are in the process of reopening their economies, most of them bypassing existing White House guidelines for when and how to do it. Chief among the benchmarks, largely going unmet, a downward trend of virus cases or positive test results over a two-week period. University of Washington researchers have doubled their projections of coronavirus deaths in the U.S. to more than 134,000 through early August. A key reason is the lifting of state stay-at-home orders, which is expected to result in a continuing spread of infections across the nation. This is VOA News. The Trump administration has refused to accept a draft of an advisory from the Centers for Disease Control, which outlines a step-by-step plan for local government officials on how to safely restart their economies. The White House is known to object that the plan is too specific, that it gives too little flexibility to state and local officials to act on their own. Joblessness in the Eurozone is expected to reach 10% in the coming months. The European Commission reports that overall, the continental economy will be down about 7.5% this year. In France, about half of the private sector workforce is on leave under a government finance program. In Germany, 3 million workers are getting government payments equal to about 60% of their normal net salaries. Italy and Spain are on track to see a 9% drop in economic activity this year. Despite a harsh war of words over the origins of the coronavirus, China says it's agreed with the United States to create favorable conditions for the phase one trade deal signed in January. China's Vice Premier Liu He reportedly spoke by phone today with American Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer and Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin. In an abrupt reversal, the U.S. Justice Department is dropping the criminal case against President Trump's first national security advisor, Michael Flynn, who served in the position for less than a month. The action was a major undoing of a signature case brought by special counsel Robert Mueller in his Russia investigation. It comes even though Flynn pled guilty after confessing he lied to the FBI about his January 2017 conversations with the Russian ambassador to the U.S. Thursday's action was swiftly applauded by Mr. Trump, who has complained about what he called the outrageous case against Flynn, failing to mention he was the one who fired Flynn. The Justice Department move will add to Democratic Party complaints that Attorney General William Barr's loyalties lie not with the American people, but with the president. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres is appealing to governments and the world's billionaires to contribute $6.7 billion to fight COVID-19 in poor countries. Failure to wage that battle, says Guterres, could cause a hunger pandemic, famine, riots, and conflict. The UN leader also says anti-foreigner sentiment is on the rise, with some countries refusing medical aid for migrants and refugees. Guterres is calling for an end to what he terms a tsunami of hate, xenophobia, scapegoating, and fear-mongering. A Trump administration official says a policy of stricter border enforcement imposed in response to the COVID-19 outbreak may have to stay in place, even as pandemic conditions ease. Acting Commissioner of U.S. Customs and Border Protection Mark Morgan raised the possibility, though at the same time, he presented numbers showing a steep drop in illegal immigration along the U.S.-Mexico frontier. More news at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News.